charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I welcome back a fine guest live via Zoom. He is attorney Mark Thompson. He is a Wisconsin elections commissioner, perhaps a wanted man. Mark, welcome back.
Good afternoon, Mike. Good to be back. Thank you.
Mark, Wisconsin Elections Commission, and this is supposed to be a bipartisan board, three Dems, three Republicans. You are formerly the chairman, no longer in that role, just a commissioner. But there's been some scuttlebutt, some partisanship amiss. And part of that, Mark, is there is a Racine County sheriff that basically says you and your colleagues on this board have committed felonies, and he's requested that you be arrested, is my understanding. The district attorney of Racine County considering charges. And your crime, Mark, apparently giving election guidance during a pandemic. How dare you, sir?
Well, you know, I never, ever thought we would come to this place in the United States of America. How is it that you can do everything you can in your capacity to run the 2020 elections in the middle of the pandemic, to make sure that folks that are now in lockdown virtually in nursing homes and assisted living facilities with no access even to their loved ones, much less someone that can come in and help them put together a ballot, in Wisconsin it's called special voting deputies. We took steps, six commissioners, three Republicans, three Democrats, in April of 2020 to make sure these old folks all over the state of Wisconsin could exercise their constitutional right to vote in the middle of a pandemic and vote safely. And we did it. And we're very, very proud that we didn't disenfranchise all those tens of thousands of people. We did it on the public record. We had the full discussions. No one claimed it was a crime at the time. And now we have this false accusation by a sheriff in a county. And you know what's really remarkable? Five commissioners are allegedly at risk. And two of those were Republicans. Decent human beings. All of us just wanted to let old people vote. One of those Republicans helped write the law that created this institution that I'm a commissioner on. And this new brand of partisanship, this is not partisanship anymore, right? We have, I don't know who it is in the Republican Party that's trying to take over this party, but now they want to put good people in prison for letting old people vote. Never did I think this would happen in the United States, ever. Never in the forward state of Wisconsin, ever.
Mark Thompson, my understanding, Joe Sanfilippo, who is a Republican lawmaker, and I'm sorry, Mark, we got a little bit of an echo, but Joe Sanfilippo has suggested that you and all the other Wisconsin elections commissioners should resign, sir. So, Mark, my question, are you here to take this job and tell them to shove it, or what's your intent today?
You know, I thank you for bringing that up. You know, he introduced a joint resolution in the assembly. He wants the assembly and the Senate to condemn not only the commissioners that let old people vote, but the nonpartisan staff that did everything they could to run an election in a pandemic. I mean, you got to remember, COVID hit us. This was in March of 20. We had an election April 7th. And literally in 2 or 3 weeks, Megan Wolf and the staff and 1,850 clerks around the state, municipal clerks, 72 county clerks, and the WEC staff led by Megan Wolf pulled that off. We had fair, honest elections. And for a call now for us to resign, this is just a blatant move to take over the machinery of elections before 2022. They don't want to even let us count them in 2022. They want to steal the mechanism on who counts them. You know, there is a statement in this resolution floated today by the Assembly. I'm talking about the Legislative Audit Bureau report, right? That Audit Bureau found that the election in 2020 were fair, accurate, legit, and that President Trump lost. And it's on that basis that we're now being said that we have to resign. This is the complete conversion of truth to fiction for the sole purpose of taking over power in this state. And I've never seen it before, that they would put good people. I encourage folks, go look up Marge Bosselman, right? Dean Knutson, decent people, right? They want to put them in prison because they let old people vote. Who are these people? When did this come about? How would anybody have the audacity to say that people that allow old people to vote in the middle of a pandemic and safely so they don't die should somehow go to prison? This is not the United States of America. I don't know what kind of country they want to create, but this is just outrageous, outrageous. Frankly, I would love people that serve in this legislative assembly district call for his recall right now. It's outrageous that anybody would allow their representative to try to put a fellow Republican in prison for letting old people vote. How can you sit there and say that's a legitimate representative? It's outrageous.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I've got an attorney, and he is a Wisconsin Elections Commissioner. He is Mark Thompson, friend of ours. Mark, Ron Johnson, senator from the state of Wisconsin, U.S. Senator, has gone to the Journal Sentinel and also the New York Times, so a couple of different sources, and said effectively Republicans should reassert their authority and should take over the course of election administration here in the state of Wisconsin. Now, I find that quite troubling in that, you know, obviously I don't want to see either of the partisan parties take over the election administration. But Mark, don't you think these attacks on you and your co-commissioners, you and your colleagues, this is just to create the outrage and to create this circumstance by which they can eradicate the very board you serve on, much like Republicans 5 or 6 years ago got rid of the Government Accountability Board, which was nonpartisan retired judges, Mark. And, you know, we're not going to go back and relitigate why Scott Walker rid us of that. But this, as you pointed out, this was the creation of Dean Knutson and the Republicans. And now they want you to resign, Mark, because they want to basically take all control of the elective process. To my opinion, sir.
Yeah, no, there's no question that this is what they're trying to do. You know, they want Megan Wolf, who's a nonpartisan, the leader of our elections. Look, she serves in a national capacity as one of the legitimate experts on elections in our country. And they want her off so they can put in whoever is going to follow whoever is giving the orders. Okay? I mean, there's five of the commissioners who the sheriff claims should go to jail for letting old people to vote. Even though there were six of us that voted in April to let old people vote. Now, what did change is one commissioner changed his vote later on, but that commissioner is also the commissioner that signed the false slate of electors in support of Trump, right?
Well, he was a false elector in support of Trump.
I think it's important. 30 days from today is the one-year anniversary of the attempted insurrection in D.C. Okay? 1 year ago, January 6th, it's the first time the Confederate flag ever flew in my capital. Right? Now, the only difference between me and the other commissioner is that commissioner voted for Trump on that electoral slate, right? That our vice president rejected, right? Now, Dean Knutson is a Republican. He said the same thing that Senator Johnson said, right? Donald Trump lost this state because he didn't get enough votes to beat President Biden. You got to remember that. Senator Johnson said it. You started out with Senator Johnson. He knows that Donald Trump didn't get enough Republican votes in Wisconsin. Senator Johnson said he added them up. He said, look, there are a bunch of Republican votes that other Republicans in the state got that Donald Trump didn't get. He lost. Donald Trump is the biggest loser in the planet, but he is not content with losing with dignity. Right? Who, you know, Senator Dole died, right? He was a candidate for the Republican Party. He's rolling over in his grave that a former president would act this way. Okay, and so these calls for this commission to resign and Megan Wolf, a nonpartisan, to resign, it's the most blatant open attack on taking over the means of electing before the 2022 elections. Mark, and every person in the state of Wisconsin should be concerned, because this is not just politics anymore. They want to take over who's going to be running the elections in 2022.
Mark, it strikes me as McCarthyism. And I wonder, do any of these Republicans have any decency at this late hour? Mark, just for sake of clarity.
I have to say one thing, right? Dean Knutson does, right? Marge Bostelman, she does. They're Republicans. They said old people should vote in the middle of a pandemic. And because they had the guts to recognize the constitutional right of old people to vote, there are some Republicans that want to put them in prison.
Mark,
and today, all decent people need to stand up.
Mark, do you have any fear of an arrest warrant being issued? Any fear of being brought into custody, sir?
You know, I am hopeful and confident that the DA is going to reject this ploy for what it is, simply a political stunt. Am I concerned? You have to be concerned, right? Because it's clear that there's some people that want five of us commissioners to do the perp walk. They want to book us, all right? But that's just part of this meanness, downright evilness. You know, I served as the first chair in 2016. President Trump won that election. We had a recount. Before that recount, the World Press asked, I said, we're going to prove that Wisconsin elections are fair and accurate. President Trump won, and we did that. We ran the 2020 elections the same rules as 2016, and President Biden won and Donald Trump lost. It's time for good and decent people to stand up. It must end.
That's Mark Thompson. He's an attorney. He is a Wisconsin elections commissioner and perhaps a wanted man. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. More Mark Thompson. You on the phones perhaps as well. 844-967-2789.
We cannot arrest everybody that somebody thinks is dangerous.